His mother was still together with him. He hasn't started the Capernaum's ministry yet. See, that was the beginning. So all the apocryphal writings are ruled out. And the only other incident that is recorded in his childhood is found here in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. Now that Jesus is born, as we read how Jesus is born, we also realize that when Mary had that cell in her, that fetus or cell in her, and Jesus had now been had come into her, she was not actually pregnant with Jesus. She ran in Luke 1 to greet Elizabeth to find out whether it was true, as the angel said, and to greet her. The Bible says in Luke chapter 1, in verse 40, when she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth, she was related to them. It happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leapt in her womb. I mean, John the Baptist was 6 months. 6 months old. He hasn't come out yet. But although he could not see, although he could hear some things as a little fetus, you know, his entire ministry is to point to Jesus. So when Mary spoke, he said, Jesus is inside there. And the Spirit came on him and he started pointing. No voice yet. That was an early age to begin the prophetic ministry. Mothers, if you found that you're pregnant and your baby lives a lot, every time you worship God, you may have a prophet inside. We have here in verse 41 that the babe leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Spirit, and she said in verse 44, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leapt in my womb for joy. He was pointing to Jesus already. What a young age to start the ministry. So parents, if a child in a womb can be filled with the Spirit at 6 months, then you know that your little children can be filled with the Spirit at any age. The next incident recorded is in chapter 2, at Jesus' circumcision, in verse 21, on the 8th day. Why was it so important? Because in a sense, that was the first time he ever shed blood. He was circumcised on the 8th day. And circumcision is part of what we call the Abrahamic covenant. And part of the Mosaic covenant. Part of the law. In other words, it was because of the law that he was circumcised. And he has begun to bear that for us. He took the whole course of the law. Then in chapter 2, there is a period of silence until in verse 42, he 12 years of age. When he was 12 years of age, now the first 30 years of Jesus' life are important because it's in those years that he was really like one of us. He has to learn a language like one of us. He has to learn to hear God like one of us. He was not born with all the Bible knowledge program into him. He had to sit down under the rabbis and learn. But by the age of 12, he knows all the scriptures. And we can see here in chapter 2, verse 42, when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they finished, the boy Jesus lingered. And in verse 45, so when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. So it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed. 12 years. And the one thing stands out, he was filled with the Word. if there's any part of the life of Jesus, if you read the 3 years of Jesus' ministry and say, my, I can never be like that. Then look at the life of Jesus when he was 12. You can be like that. You can be full of the Word. Start at that level. He treasured the Word. He grew in the Word. And I believe the two keys in his early period of his is the key of prayer and the Word. How he grew in the Word. Let's see him growing and John the Baptist growing, because the both have the same phrase mentioned. Luke 1 verse 80. Luke chapter 1 verse 80. Here's a reference of John the Baptist. So the child grew and became strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel. Now it says the child grew, that is, he grew physically. But it says he grew in his spirit. There you have the word. Became strong in the spirit is to grow in his spirit. His spirit was growing all the time. He had a spirit that need to grow. When we were all born again, we were given a new spirit. Do you know that your spirit needs to grow? That's where we are. We did not become like Jesus. Many Christians are born again, but they don't behave like Jesus because they have a little baby spirit. Although their physical body could be grown up, but their spirits are little babies. They need to grow strong. Now, applying that to Jesus in chapter 2, verse 40, Luke 2 verse 40, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So he grew physically, but he grew spiritually. And he knew that he had a call by the age of 12. He says in verse 49, why is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. They didn't understand his call. See, you could have a call and you need not fulfill it yet because of the time. And he knew it was not time yet. And the amazing thing was that the Lord Jesus Christ was able to submit to his parents in verse 51. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. Because it was not time for him to do his ministry yet. His mother kept all these things in her heart. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature in favor with God and men. And it ends with chapter 3 when he was 30 years old and he was all grown and all ready. Finally, he has built himself up for 30 years. He's ready now for the ministry. He has taken in so much of God's word and so much of God's presence and so much of the spirit. His spirit had grown with his spiritual stature. Some people, their physical stature grows, but their spirit goes. Then they backslide. Start again. And somebody hurt them. They left and backslide again. They never grow. And we need to understand that the spirit man must grow. You say, but I thought the spirit man is perfect. Yes, perfect doesn't mean you don't need to grow. It is perfect, of course. A little child can be born perfect physically, but that doesn't mean that the child doesn't need to grow. Perfection and maturity are different words. There is a perfection that comes in maturity. There is a perfection that comes physically. So in chapter 3, he was ready, and this is where the key is. It ends chapter 3. And as he came and he left for the ministry, again the key word, he obeyed God. He submitted himself to the baptism, even though he did not have any sin. In verse 21, look at what he was doing. We are now in Gospel Luke chapter 3 verse 21. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prosecuted for the first time, while he prosecuted, the heaven was opened. That's an important statement. And only I repeat, only the Gospel of Luke mentions that when Jesus was baptized, he had to pray for the Spirit to come on him. So it tells us here, came to pass that Jesus was also baptized. So I could see that Jesus Christ was baptized in water. And as he was coming out of the water, he had done everything God asked him to do. He had obeyed God. See, you can obey God even before the anointing comes on your life. You can obey God even before you had the power to heal the sick, to cast out the devils. All those power didn't come on him. He submitted to his parents, he submitted to every law and ordinance correctly. And so here, as he came out, he was prosuke. He was, when the Bible used the word prosuke, there is a drawing out. It was not just, "Here I am, Lord." It was not a prayer of dedication. It was a prayer of agonizing and drawing on to God in the Spirit. Drawing out, praying. What was he doing? He had prepared himself for 30 years for that one moment. Because when he left the throne of glory, the Holy Spirit must have said, I'm going to prepare that body for you, but I'm going to join you in 30 years' time. And we are going to do that work together. And he was waiting for the second person of the Godhead to come. He was working all the time, but he was waiting for him to personally come. Yes, pray. He knows that if the Holy Spirit did not come, you see, Jesus here is the picture of a man. And that is why of all gospel, being a picture of a man, man must depend on God. And men must learn to pray so that they could have God's help. And Jesus prayed for the Holy Spirit to come on his life. And that begins chapter 4. The Holy Spirit actually came down on his life. He prosecuted. And here is where we go through that theme. Because the foundation here was important. In Luke 4. We see something that take place, and you see the two keys coming out again. From the moment the Holy Spirit come on him, there were two things that started operating fully in his life. One is the word authority. The other is the word power. And these two became the mighty keys in his ministry. The Greek words, you all will be familiar, is the word exousia. E-X-O-U-S-I-A, which is translated authority. The other is the word dunamis, D-U-N-A-M-I-S, which is translated power or ability. So the moment the Spirit came, he began to operate on both those areas. And all through every of those flow, from chapter 1 to 3, from chapter 4 to 8, from chapter 9 to 18, from chapter 19 to 24, at the beginning of every section, there is an emphasis on those two, the dunamis and the power. The dunamis and the power. So now that the Holy Spirit has come, it begins a new section. You will always see dunamis and exousia. Dunamis and exousia, or exousia and dunamis. So here in Luke chapter 4, we find the mention of his dunamis. Chapter 4, verse 14, when he came out from the temptation. Then Jesus returned in the dunamis of the Spirit to Galilee. So he had dunamis. Remember, this is the same author who later emphasized in Acts 1, verse 8, about the need of the dunamis of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus came in the dunamis of the Spirit in his life. And We notice here in Luke chapter 4, the other thing that came in verse 31-32.